Hey, Fiends of the Pod. This is your host, film critic and comedian Nate Wyckoff, here to introduce a lesser listened to mini review episode that ran several years ago that we wanted to share with you because I think more people on this pod now might enjoy this particular film. So listen, enjoy, share your thoughts in the comments on our Instagram or to us directly at info@cultandclassicfilms.com, and make sure you go to cultandclassicfilms.com to join our newsletter and pick up some exclusive cult films, or join our Patreon where you get them at a discount delivered every month to your door. Thanks so much. Enjoy the show. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, which is part two of our Look Out Below series, which is going to be the 1990 film The Gate 2: Trespassers, which is obnoxiously hard to find for most of us. So we'll talk about it, give you the scoop. Enjoy the show. Welcome, friends and fiends, to another mini-sode of Cult and Classic Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about two thematically linked films, one mainstream and one cult. And these mini-sodes are the Friday episodes we bring you between our Tuesday main episodes, where we do little things like film reviews or interviews or product reviews that you might be interested in, stuff like that. And today we're going to start a new trend, which we're going to be doing films in five. And these are 5-minute reviews. So I'm going to get right into today's, which is 1986's Witchboard. This is kind of in honor of a video vixen and actress extraordinaire, Tawny Katane, who passed away recently, which deeply saddened us. She was considered sort of a kind legend by all. So our condolences to her survivors, and of course to all of us as fans. We miss her terribly, but we want to highlight her awesome work. So we wanted to start with what's one of my personal favorites, Witchboard from 1986. Like I said, now there's a lot of cool stuff to know about this movie. First, this movie was made almost the same time and released almost the same, actually around exactly the same time that her big White Snake video was released. She, of course, was a video vixen. She was in a Rat music video, and she'd been and after this in a couple more White Snake videos. Very well known for that. You've probably seen her on the car or in headlights, things like that. So that's where she became sort of the sex icon we think of in the 80s and 90s. But like I said, when she was doing her most famous Whitesnake video, this movie was wrapped and they released it about the same time. And apparently the success of or interest in her in the video actually drove the viewership of this movie up, which makes sense because, you know, I think a lot of people had heard of her at the time. And so when they became sort of impressed and obsessed with her in this video, they ran out to catch this film. So what is the film about? Well, it's about a Ouija board induced possession. The film is written and directed by Kevin Tenney, credited often in his early films as Kevin S. Tenney. And Kevin Tenney is pretty well known in the cult world for making some really, really great features. This was his first feature film. He did a short in 84 that has gotten some recognition called Book of Joe, but this was his first one 2 years later. He, after this movie, went on to do Night of the Demons in 88, The Cellar in later 88, Witch Trap in 89, Witchboard 2 in 93, Pinocchio's Revenge, for those of you who remember that fun 96 direct-to-video. Tons of movies, absolutely great stuff. And he's got two movies in post-production now after taking a quite a long hiatus after the late first decade, 2000s, 2009, I think, is where his last completed film was released. So he wrote and directed this film. The film is about a woman and her boyfriend, Tawny Katane, and her boyfriend played by Todd Allen. Todd Allen, well known for some other 80s and 90s fare, but I remember him best from Django Unchained, which we reviewed on this very podcast not too long ago. He played Dollar Bill, one of the smaller but fascinating roles in 2012. To see him on screen again was fun. But he plays sort of the alcoholic boyfriend who is a good guy, but has trouble with his former best friend since childhood, played by Stephen Nichols of Days of Our Lives fame. And they both had dated Tawny Katane's character, and Todd Allen ends up being her sort of forever guy. And well, there's tension. Stephen Nichols' character is the one that introduces the Ouija board and a bit of spiritualism, as well as sort of the idea of spirit possession and entrapment, as briefly mentioned in The Exorcist. And that was sort of the inspiration of this film. And it's an interesting mix, because you would think that this is just a movie based around demonic possession, but really there's a lot of interpersonal play between Nichols and Allen's characters that makes sort of a bromance form, and the progression is really great, and the acting is really great, and the writing is pretty good. So it sort of elevates it above a lot of the, even a lot of Tenney's later fare, which is made for a very different purpose, like The Cellar or Night of the Demons, which is more of an 80s pulp vibe. This one has more of a drama vibe, but that doesn't mean there's not supernatural horror abounding. There are several death scenes. The special effects, while kind of light and they're practical in this movie, are by very well-known special effects person, Tassilo Bauer, who worked on one of my favorites, Killer Clowns from Outer Space in 88 and Nightmare on Elm Street in 84, stepped in along with some assistants to helm the effects in this one. So there's not a lot there, but what is there is well done. And it's just an all-around really good film. It's the kind of film that you would sit down and your friend who's not really a big film person would sit down and be like, ugh, this is just some 80s garbage. And then you start watching it and they're going to get invested, because it is well done. It does have good writing. The effects hold. There's a little bit of green screen effect at the end that's kind of goofy, may give you a chuckle, but it's not going to detract from the film overall. And I think it's a great way to remember Tonic Tain, to go see this feature. There's also a lot of extras and a lot of background on this film. There were some spooky happenings to people who filmed in the house, which is the primary set for this film. It's the same house that they used in the original Willard film from the 70s and Waxwork and a bunch of others. And they don't use it as a film set anymore, even though it's still standing, to my knowledge, I believe. So this is kind of a nice time capsule. But anyway, that's it for this film in 5 minutes. I am excited to bring more of these, and really excited to get back to our main duologies that we cover every Tuesday here in Cult and Classic Podcast. As always, follow us, subscribe, write a review wherever you get your podcasts, and send us your emails, questions, anything like that, to cultandclassicpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Cult and Classic Podcast. And follow me on Twitter, Nate Wyckoff, film critic and comedian. And that is at Nate Wyckoff. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you next time. Play us out, as always, is The Chud with All About Evil. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Cult and Classic Podcast. This podcast is important to me, but what's more important are the rights, privileges, and freedom from violence of everyone in this country and in this world. And that means supporting Black Lives Matter. If you'd like to make a donation, please go ahead and visit cultandclassicpodcast.com, where we have a list of places you can donate and help out. And please stay safe.